相勉励。
We continue to study the word for mutual encouragement.
继续看箴言第三章第七节。
Let's continue to look at Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7.
箴言第三章第七节。
Proverbs 3:7.
说不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。第八节。
Verse 8.
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。好，这里讲到一些所到蒙福的一些事情。
Here speaks of how if we do obey the follow the words, then we will be blessed.
我们今天早上谈过说，说守神的诫命啊，就能够得到生命跟平安。
And this morning we talked about how by obeying God's commandments we'll receive peace and life.
第二说要有慈爱诚实啊，就会有神跟人的恩惠。
Then we talked about we need to be compassionate and if we're honest, we will then receive grace.
第三个谈到专心仰赖神啊，在我们所行的事上都能够求告神，神就带领我们的路。
And for the third point, we talked about how if we only rely on God, then we will receive the peace and the wisdom from God.
我们现在开始谈第四点呢，说要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Now we're going to talk about the fourth point, which is to fear God and worship Him, and also to shun away from evil.
神会赐给我们健康啊的身体以及强壮的身体。
If we fear the Lord and shun evil, then God will give us health to our body and nourish our bones.
我们圣经里面说啊，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔呐，凡事都有益处。
The Bible tells us that only by fearful and obeying God can we reap benefits for our body.
我们身体要健康啊，一方面我们注意我们的作息，我们要常常地锻炼它。
To have a healthy body, we must consciously go exercise and also be careful.
除了这个以外啊，我们也要有一个敬畏神的生活，要远离恶事。
But in addition, we must also live a life of fearing the Lord and shun from evil.
神也会保守我们，让我们有一些健康的身体。
Then God will protect us and give us a healthy body.
以色列人要出埃及要进到迦南地之前
after the Israelites departed, left the land of Egypt, and
神也特别交代他们说啊，你们要敬畏神呐，远离一些迦南人的恶习。
And before they enter into land of Canaan, God gave them advice of to fear God and also to shun away from some of the evil doings.
神就会保守你们健康。
And that God will then give them health.
所以有一些埃及人还有迦南人所患的一些疾病啊，就不会临到你们身上。
So some of the illness and disease that the Egyptians and Canaanites had would not come upon the Israelites.
因为有很多的疾病啊，就是因为人呢、啊。犯罪作恶所带来的一些惩罚。
Because some of the illnesses were the results of men doing evil.
如果我们守神的道理啊，这些疾病啊就不会临到我们身上。
So if we follow God's commandments, then these disease and illness will not affect us.
就是我们把一些不好的习惯呢、把它戒掉，也会帮助我们有健康的身体。
In addition, if we can get rid of some of our bad habits, then it will be beneficial to our body as well.
以前在台湾呢、的山地教会。
In Taiwan, in the Aboriginal area.
过去日本人统治台湾的时候因为把那个山地人就把它隔离。
Under the Japanese colonization, the Japanese actually secluded the Aboriginals from the rest of the people in Taiwan.
没事做所以染上一些不好的习惯。
And since these people didn't have anything else to do in the mountains, they
常常凶酒就闹事。
They formed a few habits, such as the abuse drinking.And cause a lot of conflict.
所以常常彼此伤害，有的时候还会伤害自己。
They will harm one another, and sometimes even harm themselves.
但是我们道理传到三地以后啊，就把他们这种习惯了，就把它改掉。
And when we preach the gospel to these people, they slowly change, got rid of the bad habits.
所以有的人在问说啊，能不能喝酒？
And therefore, some believers actually ask to this day, can we drink?
有的甚至说啊，圣经也没有讲不可以喝酒啊。
And some say that you know the Bible doesn't say that we cannot drink.
我们早期的教会说啊，一点点没有关系的。
And of course, and in the early teachings of our church, we do say that you know a little bit of drinking is okay.
提摩太啊，胃病，保罗还说你不要照常喝水，你加一点酒。
And we know that Timothy had an illness, and Paul encouraged him to take a little bit of alcohol.
啊，所以现在有的人就借口说我要喝提摩太酒。
So some people use an excuse and say that I want to drink the Timothy wine.
啊，真的酒有时候适量哦，一点点呢，有时候对健康啊有帮助。
So alcohol consumption in moderation could be beneficial to our health.
像妇女生产了以后啊，有时候坐月子都加点酒嘛。
For the month after a woman gives birth, a lot of times we prepare them some wine.
有些菜里面啊，有些也会加一点酒。
And oftentimes we also
做调味。
Add wine or alcohol into our dishes.
有时候老人家哈、哦、晚上睡觉之前呢、啊，喝一点点的葡萄酒，听说对血液循环有帮助。我说没有了。
And some people when they become older, they drink a little bit of red wine before going to sleep because.
不过这个少量哈、哦、啊，有时候做调味用，或者是对健康有帮助的，那、啊、当然可以了。
So whether it's for our own health or for as a flavor to our cooking, you know, alcohol in moderation is good, but we should not abuse drinking. So
we become drunk. 教会早期哦，没有禁酒。
So that in the early stage, our true Jesus church,
那个三地的信徒就问说，我们可以不可以喝酒？
Because the members in the Aboriginal area asked if they're allowed to take drink wine.
我们一个传道跟他讲说一点点呐、啊。
And our preacher said just a little bit.
他说一点点，我们听不懂，到底一瓶还是一罐呢？一桶。
They questioned what does a little mean? Does that mean like a bottle or a whole?
因为他们没有办法节制了。
Because they
没有办法节制。
They did not have self-control.
一喝啊，就一直喝，喝到醉。
Every time they drink, even if they start with a little, they end up just getting drunk.
所以后来就干脆跟他讲，不可以喝。
So in the end, we actually did. We gave them the advice of not.
所以他们知道
to do not drink.
酒不能喝，这个他听得懂。
So they know that you know. So they finally understood. If you tell them that you
啊，你跟他讲说一点点了、啊，他听不懂，听不懂。
If you just tell them drink a little, they have no idea what little.
因为他们一喝酒啊，就喝到醉，而且喝到闹事出事。
Because they would just get drunk, and actually cause a lot of trouble.
啊，所以感谢主啊！后来跟他们讲不可以喝酒，啊、他们就戒掉， so, 戒掉了以后啊，就没有事了。
So thank God that once we told them to not drink, they got rid of the habit of drinking, and everything was
有的整个部落哈、哦，都是我们的信徒啊，不喝酒了啊，不闹事了啊，警察没事做了啊，后来警察局都撤销掉。
And so, there are times when we converted the whole village, the whole tribe to become True Jesus Church members, and they all quit drinking. The police had nothing to do, and even
啊，敬畏神，远离恶事哈、哦、啊，真的会帮助我们有健康的身体。
And so, if we can drink in moderation or to not drink, it'll actually be beneficial to our health.
我碰到一个弟兄啊，那个时候他刚刚来信主。
I know this brother who just came to believe.
他还没有信主以前是一个酒鬼。
And before coming to believe, he was a alcoholic.
喝酒喝到整个脸色都啊花黑。
He drank so much alcohol that his whole face is always
那个肝脏都坏掉了
It's darkened and all of his liver and some of the organs were dysfunction from
他自己在形容
from alcohol
说那个他后代酒啊血液里面都是那个酒精中毒
And he also described that he often had alcohol poisoning, a lot of alcohol in his blood.
他说有蚊子叮到他，转一转啊，就倒下去了。
He said even when the mosquitoes, if the mosquito came to bite him, the mosquito would get drunk from drinking his blood.
啊，当然，那可是他自己在形容了，表示说他酒喝的啊很严重就是了。
Of course, it's just a funny way to describe how much of a heavy drinker he was.
哦，身体啊很不好。
And so his health was not.
太太孩子都不跟他住，就搬回娘家。
His health was not that great, to the degree that his wife and his children moved away from him.
啊，后来啊，有人把道理传给他。
And one day, a church brother or sister preached the gospel to him.
啊，他后来来信主哦，啊，后来把那个酒喝酒的那个习惯就戒掉。
He came to believe and quit his drinking habit.
感谢主啊，后来主耶稣帮助他哦，本来那个肝都已经硬化掉啊，后来慢慢恢复健康。
Really thank God that thanks to his help, God's help, he was able to slowly recover. His health was slowly recovered.
啊，他信主来以后啊，他太太孩子啊又回来，他们全家又团聚。
And after he became a believer, his wife and kids also returned home, and so he was reunited with his whole family.
啊，这是真实的事情。一个叫做刘双贵的弟兄，刘弟兄。
And this is a true testimony. It's a story of Brother Liu.
啊，另外我碰到一个弟兄是吸毒。
And also met a brother who was a druggie.
啊，开计程车。
He was also a taxi driver.
啊，所有赚的钱呢、啊，都拿去买毒品来打针。
And he used up all his money, all his salary, to purchase all sorts of drugs.
啊，后来他又啊说，为着要赚多一点钱呢、啊，他都跑到那个什么啊葬仪社啦，什么都去帮人家载那个尸体哦，那个钱比较多。
And in order to make more money to support his living habits, he even took shifts at the funeral home where he could make more money.
他还跑去那个舞厅当保镖。
And he also became this a bouncer at different clubs.
但是他的赚的钱啊都不够他买毒药。
But no matter how hard he worked, he didn't earn enough to support his drug addiction.
打那个毒针打久了以后哈、哦，啊人就变成习惯，而且啊。人就越来越干瘦，肝也不好。
And after the longer you're addicted to drug, the more the body will deteriorate. So he became really skinny.
啊，有一次啊，他开着计程车啊，到一个保养厂、修车厂。
So one day he drove his taxi to the mechanics.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，刚好在那边卖东西，还在那边发圣灵报。
And a brother was there selling.
圣灵报那个刊物。
A brother was there selling something and also distributing the Holy Spirit monthly.
啊，这个患病的这个弟兄，这个还没有信主呢。他看到说他很羡慕说我们教会那个弟兄哦，哇，长得还好，脸色很好。
And so this drug addict saw our brother and was very really admire the person's health.
所以他哦就很羡慕，而且别人那个弟兄在讲道理，别人不听啊，他就很专心听。
So even though our brother was preaching to the masses, nobody listened to him, except for this drug addict.
后来就带他来教会。
And this brother brought this drug addict.
因为他那个吸毒了以后，那个生活习惯不太好。
And since he has because of his addiction, he didn't have good living habits.
人很懒散。
He was pretty lazy.
他说第一次啊来聚会的时候，坐在最后的椅子上啊，就半坐半躺啊，还在那边吸烟呢、啊。
He said that when he first came to service, he sat in the last row, and he was actually leaning to one side and smoking during the service.
啊，那个有一个长老来说，哎，年轻人啊，你到教会来里面来要坐好啊，不可以吸烟，要把烟弄掉。
And the elders was fairly polite and told him that young man, when you come to church, why don't you sit in the proper position and also please don't smoke.
啊，后来他就把烟啊把它弄掉。
So he got rid of his cigarette.
啊，他听道理的时候，他只听到说啊，人如果没有受洗哦，将来没有办法进天国。
And during the service, all he heard was that if you're not baptized, if a man is not baptized, then he or she will not.
他想说啊，他病得这么重啊，快死掉了。
So he thought to himself, well, I'm about to die.
一直要求教会给他洗礼。
And demanded the church to allow him to be baptized.
哎，长老说啊，你还没有听什么道理啊？你要道理听明白才可以受洗。
And the elder gave him the guidance that he hasn't been learning the word long enough, so he must wait a little bit until he understands the truth, then he can be baptized.
啊，感谢主啊，他后来又继续来听道理。
And thank God that he continued to come to service.
啊，但是啊，他那个习惯哦，一开始还没有戒掉。
But he did not get rid of his addiction.
有时候会吸毒啊，常常会打那个用针啊。啊，自己打。
And so he was still addicted to drugs and gave himself injections.
有一次骑脚踏车啊，还要去买毒品。
And once he was riding his bicycle to purchase more drugs.
就路上啊，有一个天使出现，很高大。
But on the way, a tall angel appeared.
问他说：“你要去哪里？”
And asked, "Where are you going?"
天使不等他回答就。跟他甩了一个，就嘴巴就把他啊打了一下。
And before he could answer, the angel slapped him.
啊，结果啊，他整个车子连人都滚到旁边的那个稻田里面，全身脏兮兮，就回去了。
So not only did he fall, but he fell with his bicycle all the way into the field, and got really dirty.
他本来虽然有想改哈，但是自己没有力量。
So he wanted to change his habit, but he didn't have enough self-discipline to change it himself.
好啊，后来被天使打。
So he was then slapped by this angel.
不过感谢主，后来他得圣灵。
But thank God that later on he received the Holy Spirit.
啊，接着祷告，主耶稣就帮他啊，把那个啊吸毒的习惯就戒掉。
And through many prayers, Lord Jesus helped him to get rid of this drug addiction.
后来他身体就健康起来。
And his health also slowly recovered.
啊，那个时候他才想到啊，还因为本来啊一直吸毒啊，没有钱养家。
And he also realized that in the past, because of his addiction, he didn't have money to take care of his family.
所以五个孩子啊，都送给人家，送给人家养。
He had five children, so he gave every one of them away to be taken care of by others.
信主了以后很后悔啊，就想办法去把那孩子又把他们找回来。
And after he came to believe, he really regret giving away his children, so he tried to find all of them and want to bring them home.
那个最小的孩子哈，最小的孩子
，the youngest child.
啊，送给人以后啊，人家把他带到日本去。
The youngest child actually was brought by the child's foster family to Japan.
啊，但是他想说啊，孩子要一个一个找回来，要让他们受洗。
But he wanted to find every one of his five children back so that he could bring them to.
所以后来还是想办法去找啊。
So he tried his best to look for his children.
啊，最后人家把他的儿子最小的女儿啊，从日本啊把他送回来。
Then the foster parents of his youngest child, a daughter, actually sent the daughter back to Taiwan.
啊，他那一天早上啊，到机场要接他的女儿。
And that morning when he was going to the airport to
啊，一方面很兴奋呐，啊，一方面又很有点哦，啊，心里很酸呐，很难过。
It was a bittersweet feeling.
所以因为以前呐，自己不争气呀，才会。把一个家整个弄散掉。
He was sad that it was because of his addiction, that caused the separation of his family.
啊，现在他女儿要回来了，他充满着期待。
And now that his daughter is about to return to him, he's
quite excited. 他女儿已经七八岁了。
And at that time, his daughter was already
他一直想说，我女儿第一不晓得我跟她见面呢，啊，她会第一句话会怎么跟我讲？
And he was wondering what his daughter would say to him.
哦，啊，结果没有想到啊，他女儿见面了以后啊，第一句话就骂他哦，八嘎呀喽，就日本话骂人呐、啊，啊，那个好像，好像那个牲畜啦，牛马、猪马、牛啦哦，哎，那个、日本人骂人的话。
And who knew his daughter? The first sentence that came out of his daughter's mouth was words of rebuke in Japanese.
啊，他想想自己啊，也是该骂吼、哦，因为以前太放荡了。
And he felt quite shameful and felt that he deserved it.
啊，不过感谢主啦，后来他把孩子统统找回来啊，所以全家团圆啊，全家都受洗。
But thank God that he eventually found all five of his children, and they all were baptized.
这个弟兄啊，他后来很热心。这个姓李。
This brother Lee, became very fervent in church.
哦，感谢主啦，因为把一些不好的习惯啊，靠主帮助哦，戒掉啊，身体健康，全家团圆。
And thank God that, through the Lord's help, he was able to quit his addiction and regain his health.
我们看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
罗马书二章第六节。
Romans 2:6.
说他必照个人的行为报应个人。第七节。
7.
凡能先行善，寻求荣耀尊贵，和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。第八节。
8.
唯有结党不顺服真理反顺服不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们。第九节。
9.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。第十节。
10.
却将荣耀尊贵平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神不偏待人。
So God does not show partiality.
那这里讲到说啊，神是公义的神，按照人所行的人的行为啊，施行报应。
And here it says that God is a righteous God, and He will give each person according to what He has done.
那敬畏神、行善的人呢、啊，神就把荣耀、尊贵、平安加给他们。
And those who do good, will receive glory, honor, and immortality.
啊，对一些行恶的人呢、啊，神就把那个困苦患难呢、啊，啊，加在他们身上。
But then to those who do evil, there will be wrath, anger, and all sorts of trouble and distress.
所以敬畏神呢、啊，远离恶事，神就是给他们平安健康。
So for those who fear God and shun from evil.And shun evil, God will grant them health.
像西
西
家王哦、
such as King Hezekiah.
他虽然患了很严重致死的病。
Even though he contracted a very serious disease.
啊，先知跟他讲说啊，你有什么遗言啊，留下来。
And the prophet asked him, "Do you have any last words?"
结果他就向神祷告说，神啊，求你纪念我，我在你面前啊，存完全的心。
And so he prayed in front of.God and said that Lord, please remember me so that I have a whole heart.
啊，这个神就叫先知说，你回去告诉他。
And then God told the prophet to go back and tell
Hezekiah. 说我已经听见了他的眼泪，哎，听到他的啊哀求，我已经看到他的眼泪。
That I've heard his cries and I've seen his tears.
啊，我要加添他15年的寿命。
That will prolong his life by 15 years.
哦，因为过去啊，他敬畏神呐、啊，所以虽然遇到必死的病，一祷告神就垂听了。
But because he feared God, now that he the moment he prays, God listens.
哦，所以敬畏神的人呢、啊，神会给他平安、荣耀、尊贵。
So for those who fear God, God will give them peace, glory.
啊、我们看作恶的人呢、啊，有时候泛滥呢、啊，神会把它加在他们身上。
And for those who do evil, God will actually give them more trouble and distress.
这个《列王记下》里面记载有一个人叫做基哈西，是以利沙的门徒。
And we know that in 2 Kings it records a person named Gehazi. 啊，
本来以利沙医好了乃曼的元帅的病。
We know that Elisha actually cured the disease of General Naaman.
乃曼很感激啊，带来很多礼物要送给伊丽莎。
Naaman was quite touched and brought so many gifts.
伊丽莎知道这个不是他的功劳，所以他无论怎样就不接受。
Elisha knew that this was not his work and therefore did not want to take in these gifts.
啊，这个基哈西啊，可能觉得哇，我老师伊丽莎怎么这么笨啊？那么多礼物他不要。
But Gehazi was thinking, why is my master so stupid that he's not taking, not receiving, accepting any of these gifts?
所以他就偷偷地跑去见乃曼。
So he secretly went to see Naaman.
他跟乃曼说，我的主人啊，刚好有朋友来，他要很多的金银，要很多的衣服。
And say that, he received a lot of gifts.
啊，结果啊，这个Gehazi啊。啊，就得到了乃曼给他很多的礼物，他就去藏起来。
And so Gehazi does receive the gifts from Naaman and stored it himself.
那以利沙先知说：“你到哪里去了？”
And Prophet Elisha asked him, "Where did you go?"
他说：“没有啊，没有啊。”
And he said, "I didn't go anywhere."
以利沙说：“啊，那个人回头啊，跟你见面都说，我的心不是跟你一起去吗？”
And he said that 回头跟你见面的时候。
说那个人回头啊，就是乃曼元帅回头啊，把东西给你的时候，我不是跟你，我的心不是跟你去吗
？So he said that.
也就是说，他知道这个事情了。
Elisha said that when Naaman turned around and gave you the gifts, my heart was with you. Meaning that he knew Gehazi went.
啊，你既然用这种诡诈的方法想要得到财物啊，啊，所以乃曼元帅的大麻风啊，要临到你的身上。
And since you use such an evil way to deceive, to receive these profits, the disease that Naaman had will come upon you.
所以他咒物欺骗诈财。
So he not only did evil, he also lied.
结果呢，基哈西啊，后来长了大麻风，吃掉了神的祝福。
So Gehazi later contracted leprosy.
哦，所以。敬畏神啊，远离恶事。
So that's why we need to fear God and shun evil.
啊，不要像这个基亚西啊，自以为聪明。
And don't be like Gehazi, who thought he was clever.
我们再看箴言第三章第九节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
箴言三章第九节。
Proverbs 3:9.
说你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣神。十节。
10.
这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。这里讲到甘心乐意奉献哦，啊，会更加丰盛有余。
So here talks about those who are who willingly offer up his wealth and possessions will actually be overflowing with more blessings.
所以我们知道说一切赏赐是从神来的。
So these verses tell us that all the blessings come from God.
我们领受神所赐给的东西啊，我们要记得感恩。
When we receive the gifts from God, we must remember to be thankful.
一切丰盛尊荣啊，还要从神来。
Because everything that is of,
这是我们信徒跟一般人啊不一样的观念。
Glory and abundance will come from God, and this is a different value system.
一般人都觉得说啊，聪明智慧啊，这是我的能力啊，啊，我得到的。
This is a different value system from most people because most people think that all the glory and all the wealth I have is from my own good works.
啊，但是啊，圣经里面告诉我们，我们一切所有的都是从神来的。
But the Bible tells us that everything we have comes from God.
包括我们的身体，我们的生命。
Including our life, our health.
我们的智慧、才能、机会。
Our wisdom, our talents, and also our opportunities.
啊，所以既然是从神来的啊，啊，我们就要向晓得向神感恩。
And since it comes from God, then we must be thankful toward God.
我们看历代志上二十九章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles 29.
历代志上二十九章。
First Chronicles 29.
十二节。
Verse 12.
历代志上二十九章十二节。
First Chronicles 29 verse 12.
丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。这是大卫啊啊向神祷告。
So here's David's prayer to God.
因为他计划向神啊建造圣殿。
Because he had a plan to build the temple for him.
啊神说啊，你曾经杀人流血，你不适合建殿。
And God said that since you were in so many battles and killed so many people, you're not fitting.
啊你的儿子所罗门都说啊他会太平。
But in the times of your son, King Solomon, there will be peace.
我要借着他来建造圣殿。
And I will utilize him to build this holy temple.
啊虽然这样啊，大卫，神没有允许大卫建殿，但是他的心力啊，神悦纳。
So even though God did not allow David to build this temple, God was touched by David's heart.
而且他虽然没有机会建殿，他为圣殿预备了很多材料。
And even though David did not have the chance to build this temple, he prepared a lot of the material.
所以圣经里面讲到说，神给大卫应许说，要让他的祖孙一直做王。
And that's why in the Bible, it also tells us that God promised him that, he will let David's descendants be king
forever. 要让他成为强大啊。大大有名的人
and to bless his descendants so that they'll have great name.
啊，因为大卫和百姓啊，大家竭力奉献呢。
That's because in the time of David, he himself and the citizens.
那个时候大卫很感激呀，啊，他要向神祷告。
Offer generously, and David was very touched, and therefore prayed.
说其实我们算不得什么。
That even though we are not worthy,
因为丰富尊荣，一切的一切都是从神而来的。
That wealth and honor, everything comes from God.
啊，我们只是把神赐给我们的啊，啊，拿出一部分来献给神。
And we are only taking a portion of what God has given us and offer it back to God.
啊，所以因为越会感恩呐，啊，所以神赐的恩呐更多。
And the more we know how to be thankful, the more blessings we receive, will receive.
我们平时啊，不太讲这个奉献的道理啊。
And we don't often talk about the teachings of offering. We're
offering. 因为我们避免说让人说啊，你到教会来都一直叫你要献这个献那个。
Because we don't want people to say that, you know, when you come to church, all you hear about is, you know, you should offer this or offer that.
啊，事实上啊，这个奉献是一种恩典。
But, in reality, offering is a form of blessing.
啊，所以这个道理啊，啊，就告诉我们知道，啊，我们自由的，这个教会不会勉强。
But this this teaching is just for us to know that offering is something voluntary.
好像马拉基书里面说啊，你可以做做看，试试看。
Just like the book of Malachi says, why don't you give it a try? It's not
mandatory. 然后在当中啊，去体会到神的祝福。
And in your efforts, you can experience the blessings of God.
啊，所以奉献的道理啊，这是一种啊。恩典的道理啊，我们自己去试试看啊，去体会做做看。
So the teaching is related to offering or to the sacrifice is for us to experience God's blessing.
我们看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多后书第九章啊，我们从第六节看到第九节。
2 Corinthians 9-7.
九章六节到九节。
Chapter 9, verse 6-9.
少种少收，多种多收，这话是真的。个人随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的是神所喜悦的。第八节。
Verse 8.
神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足。能行各样的善事，如经上所记，他施所钱财周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。保罗在这里讲到这个奉献啊，就好像在撒种一样。
So here Paul talks about making an offer is like sowing the land.
他说你种子撒下去以后啊，将来他才能够结出更多的籽粒来啊。
So whatever you sow, you will reap.
啊，所以我们有能力行善了，这好像你神给你的一些种子。
So if you have the means to do charitable work,
啊，你能够善用它的话，神就给你啊更多的种子，让你行更多的善事。
If you know how to sow the seeds appropriately, God will give you greater harvest and allow you to do more charitable work.
我们看历代志下三十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
历代志下三十一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 31.
第十节。
Verse 10.
历代志下三十一章第十节。
Second Chronicles chapter 31 verse 10。
三十一章第十节，撒都家的大祭司以利亚撒回答说：“自从民将供物送到神的殿以来，我们不但吃饱，且剩下的甚多，因为神赐福给这个百姓，所剩下的才这样丰盛。”这个西家做王的时候啊
，In the time of King Hezekiah，
他鼓励信徒啊奉献十分之一。
He encouraged the believers to offer tithe。
啊，这个我后来那个西家到圣殿里面看到，哇，怎么有那么多的东西在那里
？And so when Hezekiah went to the temple and saw that there were a lot of offering。
啊，这个大祭司说啊，因为啊，王叫百姓奉献以后，
so the chief priest said that since people began to bring their contributions，
说不但大家都能够吃得饱，还剩下很多
，that they've had enough to eat and plenty to spare。
啊，因为他们奉献呐、啊，得到越多啊，所以他们更加热心的奉献。
So because these people after they've offered the tithe, they receive even more blessings.
啊，从生活当中啊，体会到神的赏赐。
And therefore continue to contribute, so they really experience the blessings from God in their daily lives.
所以说，不要忘记哦，啊，来尊荣神，神会让你丰盛而有余。
Let's not forget to give God the glory, and God will allow us to live a more abundant life.
所以奉献呢、啊，本身就是蒙福的一个啊很重要的道理。
So offering tithe itself is a very important teaching to allow us to receive.
我们看最后一点，箴言三章十一节。
Let's turn to the last point, which is Proverbs chapter 3 verse 11.
箴言三章十一节。
Proverbs 3:11.
说我儿，你不可轻看神的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备。十二节。
12.
因为神所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。这里最后一点说，儿子啊，都会接受父母亲的管教。
Here it tells us that the son always accepts the discipline of the parents.
啊，因为做儿子的啊，有时候错了，父母亲会爱他，所以会管教他们。
We know that as children, whenever we do wrong, our parents will discipline us out of love.
啊，如果不是儿子啊，是私生子的话，那时候就没有人管他了。
But if you are theillegitimate child, then the parent would not care, would not discipline you.
所以说这个管教原来是所有孩子一起要接受的。
So this discipline is received by all the children.
那我们既然是神的儿女啊，当然神爱我们，也会管教我们。
And since we are the children of God, and God loves us, He will naturally.
啊，管教的目的啊，第一个就是不要我们走错路啊，陷到深坑里面去。
And the purpose of his discipline is so that we do not fall away from the correct path.
因为你没有管教，他做错了，他不知道啊，越来越错啊，啊，最后就灭亡。
Because if you don't discipline the child when he makes a mistake, then the child will continue that mistake, eventually leading to destruction.
他说目的啊，就是要让我们在神的圣洁上有份。
And that the purpose of it is so that we can take part in His holiness.
因为神是圣洁的，而我们像神一样的圣洁。
Because God is holy and we need to be holy like him.
啊，我们就能够结出平安的果子来。
Then we will produce the fruit of peace.
所以神管教我们的目的啊，就是要我们成圣完全，要我们得更多的福分。
And so God wants us to be to sanctify us so that we can receive more blessings.
啊，所以有时候啊，得到神的管教，我们不能够抱怨啊，要存着感恩的心啊来接受。
So let's not complain whenever we receive His discipline, but rather accept it with a thankful heart.
有一个弟兄啊，啊，因为平时大概工作忙啊。
There's a brother who's really busy with work.
啊，因为都在餐馆工作啊，赚了钱以后啊，平时啊，也不晓得什么钱。要做什么活动，做什么消遣呢？
And since he's always so busy at work, he doesn't know what to do with his income.
啊，所以就跟着人家坐那个游览车啊，跑到大西洋城去赌博。
So he followed some of his friends and went to Atlantic City to the casino.
就有一次啊，碰到不好的人呐、啊，把身上所有东西都被抢走。
And once he encountered this robber took away all of his possessions.
结果他一直抱怨了、啊，说他信耶稣，耶稣怎么没有保护他
？So he complained that you know he believes in God, but how come Jesus never protected him?
哦，还一直怪说啊，啊，主耶稣没有保护他。
He constantly complained about this. How
事实上啊，他做错了，主耶稣在提醒他。
But in fact, when we look at it, we look at the situation, he did something wrong, and Lord Jesus was merely trying to
discipline and remind him. 本来去赌博啊，贪心，这个就是不对的。
It's not good. It's not good to go gamble. Not good to be greedy.
啊，虽然遇到了一些事情啊，把所有的财物统统被夺走啊。
Even though he encountered this unfortunate event, of being robbed.
啊，当然，这个对他来讲啊，是一种。很重要的一种教训。
But this is a very important teaching.
应该要回想说，为什么会遇到这个事情
？Because he was forced to reflect on why this incident happened.
是不是因为我们所行的啊不合道理，神不喜悦
？Is it because of what we do is not favorable in God's eyes？
啊，虽然丢掉了一些财物啊，如果能够回头啊，对他有帮助的。
And so even though he lost some possessions, but if he could return back to God, then it's actually more beneficial for him.
但是自己错了，被管教啊，还埋怨神，埋怨人。
But not only did he not turn back, he actually blamed the event on God.
啊，这样的管教对他来讲啊，就没有什么意义了。
So this kind of discipline did not have any positive effects on him.
啊，因为他不晓得回头。
Because he did not repent.
好、哦，啊，当我们有时候遇到一些事情哦，说我们有时候也要思想。
So when we encounter some challenging situations, we must also ponder.
当然，我们平安顺利的时候要感激了。
That in times of peace and prosperity, are we thankful?
啊，遇到一些不顺利的环境的时候，就要思想为什么。
And in times of difficulties, we must also think about why.
啊，当然不是所有的患难都是神的管教，不一定。
And of course, not all trial and sufferings are part of God's discipline.
啊，当然个人呐、啊、最知道，因为个人跟神的关系最清楚。
But we ourselves know ourselves the best because we know our relationship with God.
所以对别人遭遇的事情，我们不要随便去论断。
So we shouldn't judge the fortunate or unfortunate events that others encounter.
因为有的是神要试验他们，要让他们更完全呢。
Because oftentimes it's because God wants to give them.
啊，当然也有时候啊，是别人错了。
So that they could become perfect, or that God is disciplining them.
啊，有的是犯罪啊，啊受惩罚。
Or they could be punished for their sins.
啊，当然患难的因素很多，我们不随便论断的。
And so the cause of all these trials are very different.
但是我们自己啊，啊，遇到事情的时候，就是要反省检讨我们自己。
And therefore, we shouldn't judge the trials that others encounter, but for ourselves, we should reflect on our life.
啊，如果发现我们错误，当然就要修正。
if we discover a mistake that we made, then we should correct it.
啊，如果找不到说我有什么缺点呢？啊，我们就接受神的试验了，可能神要我们这更完全。
And if we cannot find any mistakes on our part, then perhaps we should just accept the trial, and maybe it's a way of God
总之不要白白受苦啦。
Helping us to become more perfect. In other words, don't just take the trial and go through the trial in vain.
有一次啊，我跟那个传道者去访问那个老姐妹。
Myself and this other this preacher visited this old.
那个老姐妹哦，哎。好像生重病啊，但是医生看又看不出来。
The sister seems to have contracted some sort of disease.
躺在床上啊，一直呻吟呐，很痛苦。
But the doctor couldn't figure out the reason, so she was lying on her bed.
虽然有很多人帮助祷告，好像也没有效。
She was lying on her bed in pain and sighing, and many people were praying for her of no avail.
后来我们访问的时候，她的媳妇就偷偷告诉我们。
So, during our visitation, her daughter-in-law told us secretly.
So, 我妈妈哦，她跟我们的邻居啊这样讲。
And told us that, oh, my mother told our neighbors.
她说我们信耶稣的人，我们不能够去庙里去拜拜。
That as Christians, we cannot go worship in the temples of other gods.
啊，但是我有50块钱了，你到庙里帮我抽个签。
But I here have $50. Could you go to the temple for me and cast?
他知道说不可以去拜拜了，拜偶像。
So she knew. So she knew that this old sister. She knew that she couldn't go worship the gods.
但是他又叫邻居啊到庙里帮他抽签呐、啊，那个抽签哦，还说那个什么命运都有那个。里面都有写一些字哈、哦，啊，表示他的命运怎么样嘛，哈、哦。
But she used her money and asked her neighbor to go into the temple.
其实那也是跟鬼相交了。
And that's actually also a way of interacting with
不对的方法
the evil ones.
啊，当然他是出于无知啦。
And of course, this is probably because of her ignorance.
所以神为着爱他，要让他知道说你错了，你不对。
And God wanted to show, God loves her and wants to show her that she made a mistake.
所以那一天开始啊，她就一直生病，然后很痛苦。
So starting from that day, she felt very uncomfortable.
然后来传道知道以后啊，就问她，就跟她讲。
So once the pastor found out, the pastor told her,
你这样做不对啊，这神不喜悦。
What you did is wrong. This is not, God does not like it.
所以你要向神悔改。
You have to repent to God.
感谢主啊，他一悔改啊，大家帮他祷告啊就好了。
Thank God that once she repented and after everyone prayed for her, she
所以这是因为不对啊神的管教。
So this is one form of punishment to correct her wrongdoing.
管教神管教我们呢、啊，就是要让我们在圣洁上有份。
So God punishes us so that we can take part in His holiness.
那我们能够把一切的罪啊，都把它啊隔绝。
So that we can get rid of all of our sins.
所以说，有时候遇到神的管教，说不要轻看，也不要厌烦。
So when we encounter the discipline of the Lord, we should not resent.
因为我们知道这是神对我们的爱，好像父母亲爱我们、管教我们一样。
Because we know this is the love that God showing towards us, just like the way our parents discipline us.
所以这六点呢、啊，就是啊，所罗门教导我们呢、啊，猛虎的一些啊因素啦，我们要去做、去写。
So these are six ways, six reasons that King Solomon taught us so that we can receive God's blessing.
我们唱诗397首。
That's all singing hymn 397.
397.
397.